Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M network. Luke Boner.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of hearing in the news, and it seems like it's every fortnight we hear about a child or somebody being mauled by a dog, a vicious dog. Are the breeds always the same, or is any dog capable of a vicious attack? Now, I want to talk to Jess about this because, Jess, you adopted a beautiful little dash hound, Leo. He is the most, he is the most gorgeous dog. And Leo, little dash hounds, who would have thought Leo has some issues, correct?
Oh, he's got trauma like his mum, yes. So many issues. Bad with dogs is probably the main one. And he just didn't really listen to instruction, you know. He'd listen if we had food, but not always obedient.
But how old was Leo when he came into your house?
Oh, three.
Yeah.
So he was pretty set in his ways, and he'd been past, I think we're the fourth or fifth home he's come to. So, and when we couldn't be in touch with his previous owners, so we don't know what's happened to him.
Okay. So he's bad with other dogs. He's aggressive?
To us, it looks aggressive, and that's exactly why we got a dog trainer, because we were nervous that we were going to get a complaint or something would happen. He just barks and lunges. He's never off a lead, so we've never seen him run towards a dog. But to us, it's just not good around dogs, and that's why we got some extra help.
Yeah, I had a dog that was fantastic with us, and I was always nervous at the leash-free park. And it got to the point where I just kept Sassy. You remember Sassy? And I kept her on a lead the whole time because I was walking on eggshells. I just didn't know what she was going to do next. So anyway, you found somebody.
I did. I got a recommendation from a friend, and she told me this guy, Alex, is an amazing trainer. I messaged him and he said, Jess, we actually went to primary school together.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Oh, my goodness. And I went through his profile and I was like, Alex Mateer, oh, my gosh, we did. I probably hadn't spoken to him. Primary school, we're talking, year six. And then we've now had, I think, five sessions with him. And from the first session, I saw changes with Leo. It's incredible. There is so much to know as a dog owner that I don't know everyone understands how much is involved before getting a dog.
So we've got Alex on the phone. Shall we give him a very warm Night Shift welcome?
Yes.
Alex Mateer from Mateer Dog Academy. Welcome to the Night Shift. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
It's so great. You've known Jess since primary school. Let me ask you this, as a professional dog trainer, how have Jess's parents gone in training her up till now?
Well, Jess has always been very polite and very outspoken. And I think when Jess thinks and about something, she's going to say it, and she's very forward.
Well, that's funny you should say that, because at parties we still have to put the safety muzzle on. So we can talk about that later, but she can be trained with food. I've learnt that. Alex, how many years in dog training have you got?
About 10 years 10 on years. And off. Yeah.
At the beginning of our chat, I said, and Jess and I are so sick and tired of hearing probably once a fortnight, once every 3 weeks, that another child has been mauled by a vicious dog. So my first obvious question before we get to Leo, my first question is, are some dog breeds more likely to snap, or is it nearly always the owner? There's your million-dollar question.
Sure. And I would say, when I try to be a responsible dog owner, and this is what I teach everybody, I would say is fundamentally the handler that is the cause. Very rarely it can be genetic in a dog to be this way, and I'm talking 0.1%. It is such a low marginal figure. So when it comes to, say, pit bulls and Staffordshire Bull Terriers and all those breeds that have a bad rap, it is not necessarily the breed, and I know plenty of owners of these dogs that have very calm dogs that are very trustworthy around children. So I would have to say it is more the handler than the breed of dog. Absolutely.
So, but some breeds are more likely to snap, but it's usually the owner. Now, yes. Jess, tell us about Leo. And Alex, please tell me about Leo's problems.
Sure. So when I first met Leo, Jess was very nervous. And Leo was very nervous. Leo, I heard, if I may speak so, Jess, Leo was urinating on beds within the house.
Mm. Yeah, when he would be anxious. Yeah,
he was barking at any movement around the door. Jess was too scared to take Leo anywhere near another dog, even the sight of another dog. Leo would position himself in front of Jess, bark, lunge, and it was terrifying because, as you know, any dog may or may not snap, and she was really unsure what was going on with her dog. So after a little bit of evaluation and assessment, it was very clear to me, because I brought my own dog to Leo, Leo would not harm my dog. And we put them side by side, and I just told my dog, look, stay. My dog stayed. And Leo walked over to her and barked in her face, and she ignored it. Hmm. And Leo actually backed away and realized that my dog wasn't a threat.
Now dogs are a pack animal.
Yes.
Leo struggling to know where he is in Jess's pack? I'm being serious.
Yeah. Initially, yes, he was. He thought it was his job to protect Jess. Jess was a little bit nervous in the beginning. Hmm. And he was accidentally being rewarded for behavior that wasn't favorable, such as excessive patting when he's barking and little things like that, that was telling the dog this is okay to do it. So he wasn't really sure where he stood in the pack. Now I firmly believe that Leo is down the bottom and he knows his place after what I've seen. Yeah.
Yep.
And it has to
agree
be
with
that.
Way.
Yeah. The dog has to be at the bottom of the family. And it doesn't matter if you have no kids or 10 kids. The dog cannot be on top of any family member. And it's not about
Say that again and explain that. That's important.
Sure. So let's just say you have a family, a mother and a father and two children. And you could have a child at the age of one or you could have a child at the age of 15. It doesn't matter. The dog should be listening to everybody in that family. 100%. And if it's not, you will have problems. Absolutely.
All breeds,
does not matter. Certain breeds, you should definitely be the leader, if you like, for that dog. But generally, let's just say a border collie has got a five-year-old in the family, a human five-year-old, and the border collie is nipping at that child's legs. It's trying to herd that child, and it's jumping and knocking that kid over. That's not acceptable behavior. So if the five-year-old is unable to police that, and lead the dog, it is the parent's responsibility to train the dog not to do it.
Is there any breed of dog that you would happily leave alone with a toddler?
I would never leave any dog alone with the toddler.
That's what I was waiting for.
Unsupervised, never. It's about responsible dog ownership. A dog is a dog. It is an animal first, okay? And then it is an animal, then it is a dog, then it is a breed, then it is the name, if you like. Would you leave a monkey with a child, a toddler, alone? Never. You wouldn't even leave a fully grown cat with a child, I'd imagine. So it's always human safety first, then the dogs.
Okay. Jess, how's Leo going?
Honestly, after the first session with Alex, we saw changes. And that's why I kept getting Alex to come back, because I had worked with other trainers in the past and we were at our wits' ends and we were thinking, this is just the way he is. We're just going to have to deal with it. He is doing remarkably better, but you know, what Alex teaches you, you have to maintain it. It's all about consistency. And what's difficult as well is I'm living with other people in my home. And if not everyone is on board and the behavior isn't consistent with every handler, it's not going to be upheld and there's going to be cracks. And it's kind of starting to show now with Leo. I've been really firm. He doesn't try to jump on my bed anymore. Just an example. But with Mum, he just zooms right up and jumps on her bed because she has not implemented that boundary. And as soon as Alex told me, don't let him on your bed if you don't want him, I cut that out. So now Leo comes into my room. He doesn't even try and get up there, but he zooms to Mum's bed. Mm. So everyone has to play their part. And now after several months, I'm starting to see how that comes into play.
So, Jess, is Leo now a full-time member of your family? Is he in?
Oh, yeah. He's always been one of us.
Were you close? He's in. Were you close to thinking, I've got to find another home for this dog?
No, we were committed. I mean, we didn't want to pass him on again. He was really traumatized. And we stuck it out. And yeah.
Thanks, Scoot.
Yeah, we, and that's why, oh yeah, thank you. But that's why we went with Alex, you know, and we were like, okay, if this guy doesn't work out, we're going to keep going until we find a trainer who can help us. And lucky we didn't have to look any further.
Alex Mateer is the dog trainer we're talking to. And Alex, one morning, maybe, look, you're probably flat out right now, but what about just in the new year, we get Alex to come on and take some phone calls. Would you be happy to do that?
I would love to do that. I'd love to help some people. That'd be great.
Now, we seem to be in the era of rescue dogs, which is a good thing, but you are inheriting a dog that has got old tricks. And there's an old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But, Alex, you reckon you can?
Absolutely. I've worked with dogs much older than 10. I've worked with people where they've had a barking dog for 10 years, and I don't know why it took 10 years to ask for help, but they did. And the dog is often resolved in the first couple of sessions, if not the first session. It's just a different approach. So I think it's really important to understand that no dog is unsavable. Every dog can be helped and every dog deserves our help.
Wow. We'll leave it there. It's been fantastic meeting you, Alex. Well done, Jess.
Yeah, no worries. I told you he's good, didn't I? I've been telling you for months.
He is very good. I want to see the photos. Have you got the primary school album still, Jess? I bet you do.
No. Put it away.
Girls normally keep these things.
Thank you.
Girls nearly. But anyway, Alex Mateer, Mateer Dog Academy. Do you have a website?
Just an Instagram at the moment, Mateer Dog Academy, as it is.
Spell it.
M-A-T-E-E-R Dog Academy.
There you are, Mateer Dog Academy. We'll get you back in the new year, and we'll invite people to ring in and talk to you. What about that?
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Nice to meet you. By the way, look, last question.
Yes.
Because of the controversy surrounding the greyhound industry, particularly in New South Wales, we now see a lot of greyhounds up for adoption. Mm-hmm. Good dogs to have?
Absolutely. I think they're great dogs to have. However, people should be aware that to have a greyhound off-leash, it does need to be cleared first.
Yeah, because a lot of them were trained with live baits, weren't they? Which is sad.
Exactly. Yes, it is sad, but they are great companions. They do like to sleep for most of the day. They're great apartment dogs as well, and they don't need a lot of exercise.
Believe it or not, isn't that funny? All right, Alex, we have a lot to talk to you about. I've got so many questions. We've run out of time. Let's do it again in the new year, hey?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Luke, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Alex Mateer. Well done, Jess. Well spotted.
No worries.
This is The Night Shift. The Night Shift on the Triple M Network.